Stand-up comedian Hari Kondabolu brings his incisive socio-political commentary to Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. The son of Indian immigrants, Kondabolu grew up in Queens, New York, with a first-hand look at what it means to feel like an outsider in contemporary America, an experience that fuels his work and has made him a regular on late-night TV shows such as Letterman, Conan, Kimmel, and Comedy Central, and at festivals from South by Southwest, Bumbershoot, and Sasquatch. Speaking of Mass Mocha, the Cultural Laboratory announced its 2015 winter-spring events this past week. Just a quick look ahead, indie rock band Neutral Milk Hotel brings its farewell tour to Mass Mocha next April. Lucinda Child's landmark dance presentation, Available Light, featuring sets by Frank Geary and music by John Adams, will be staged in March. Alt-country icon Steve Earle performs an encore gig in February. And Stephen Bernstein's Sex Mob performs its new live score to Macis Day in Hell in April. Over in Williamstown, Monet Kelly, the first exhibition to consider the influence of Impressionist painter Claude Monet on the works of leading contemporary American artist Ellsworth Kelly, is on view at the Clark Art Institute. The works in the exhibition were selected by Kelly and include two paintings and 18 unpublished drawings by the artist, together with 9 paintings by Monet from his Belle Isle series and his garden in Giverny. The exhibition examines how both Monet's motifs and the sites that inspired his paintings have shaped Ellsworth Kelly's approach to his work. Monet Kelly will be on view through February 15th. Robert Randolph and the Family Band bring their unique blend of gospel-influenced soul rock to Club Helsinki tonight at 9. Randolph's unprecedented prowess on his instrument garnered him a spot on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time list, and also attracted the attention of such giants as Eric Clapton and Carlos Santana, who have collaborated with him on stage and in the studio. Warren Street, a solo exhibition of oil paintings by Ken Young that captures life along the main commercial corridor of Hudson, New York, goes on display at Valley Variety on Saturday and remains on view through February 1st. And finally, Knishes. Who doesn't love a Knish? Laura Silver, the author of Knish, In Search of the Jewish Soul Food, will discuss the humble Jewish pastry and lead participants in a cooking demo and Knish tasting at Valley Variety in Hudson on Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.